Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Before we get into the Nick Shook article from NFL.com misrepresenting Falcons QB Michael Penix, Bo, Mike and I were just talking off air about fireworks starting up in neighborhoods this week as everyone's getting ready for the 4th. We had some go off at 9:30 last night.
Dude. Yes.
Yes. And so the 4th is usually a holiday I somewhat fear when I'm working mornings because fireworks go off at night.
Yes.
I mean, sure, we get the day off on the 4th, but with those fireworks going off at night, you're trying to go to bed at like 8:30, 9:30, and it's causing chaos with dogs. And so it's the worst holiday for morning radio people.
Well, I will tell you this much, too, and Bo's getting ready to get a massive just dropped in the deep end here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad holiday for parents that have young babies because, and I can remember my first year having a baby. I'm usually the guy like, yeah, shoot those fireworks off. And then had a guy like 30 yards from our nursery window at like 10 o'clock at night on the 4th of July. And there's really only 6 days out of the year near my house that you're allowed to shoot off fireworks. And that's one of them. And like, boom. And then all of a sudden the kid's crying and you're like, what? I just got the kid to sleep.
Yeah.
And luckily, there's been, in the last couple of years, an influx of young parents in my neighborhood to where the point where I can't think of anybody shooting off fireworks up and down my street, which only has 12 houses on it. But, dude, it's a good thing you know your neighbors well, Bo, because that is something that would be in your crawl so quick. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, as far as I know, nobody on my street is going to do it, and they normally don't. Now, it doesn't – it's very – I mean, there's all around us. My buddy that's actually, I think he's going to – I don't want to post business out there. I don't know if he's gonna be around or not for 4th of July, but he used to do it, and it's hard to explain, but it's basically on another side of a hole on the hole that we're near.
Sure.
And it's technically like just a street over, but it's a long ways in some ways.
Because it's a golf hole in between.
Yeah. But you can hear it very well. And he used to just an extravaganza. They did, though, take it back to where at one point, I don't know if they're doing it this year because I haven't seen anything that the neighborhood would do, like fireworks in we have a little park in there, and they would do it in there. My dog is, Sprinkles is somewhat okay with it. Like, it's got, the older she's gotten, the more it actually does irritate her. But I am a little bit worried about it. I'm kind of curious how the holiday is going to, the 4th is going to treat us. Cause bath time is, certain time. And we're going to go to my buddy's house and have dinner and everything, but are we like rolling at like 9 for bath time? Like, I don't know
that baby moved in with you. Yeah. How do Han and Chewy do?
Han and Chewy are fine, but it's my other dog, Nora. She is just the worst. The last few weeks with the storms that have been coming in and out, absolutely awful. So last night I hit a new level of homeownership when that firework went off the street over. A couple of them went off at 9:30. She was already like in bed, ready to go to sleep, and it went off. I grabbed her and went out on the front porch, and Grant was there. I was like, "Where's the HOA now?"
All these letters about our weeds.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was so upset
and
about it.
I'm assuming that y'all's situations are similar to where in Sandy Springs, there's only 6 days out of the year that you're allowed to shoot off fireworks.
I have no clue.
I had to learn very, very quickly. I was
going
to say, I hate to be the get off the lawn because I used to be the guy out there setting them off. You know, I'm like, yeah, I love this holiday. Boom. Well,
let me ask you a question.
Like a cannon going off out there.
Is that 6 days, like 2 days before and 2 days after the holiday? And then the holiday is like just built in it?
No. So it's like the actual holiday, which would be, New Year's Eve or 4th of July. And then a lot of them include like the Friday before the holiday or the Saturday before the holiday. So that you can do fireworks shows. If you want to do fireworks shows, like, hey, July 4th on a Tuesday, maybe you had the fireworks show on a Saturday. That's the caveat for it.
Because I'm much like Allie, apparently they've started a week ahead, but normally it's like a couple of days before, and then it's like the hangover almost to where there's these people that maybe had too much fun on the actual 4th, and so they couldn't shoot off the fireworks.
Right.
So you get like the July 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th fireworks shows. And at that point, like, that does annoy me sometimes. I like the firework thing. But, dude, you live in a neighborhood, with a community with a very
kids
overzealous HOA at times. Do you need to be shooting fireworks off 4 days after a holiday? Is it like I think
I hate
what's
the way
the
that
point?
Makes me sound, but I agree with you. I'm like, man, I kids or dog, whatever, I'd been like, yeah, this is the best. And it is one of my favorite holidays of the year.
Yeah.
But
when
like,
when I lived in the woods, I didn't care. I'd be like, what does it matter?
Yeah,
we live in the woods, it's not a big deal. I guess my thing is like you're kind of that guy when you think that you because you bought them and you're gonna light them all, that you can do it 4 days after the holiday. You're kind of become that guy. It's one thing. That's where you're just saying, well, I'm more important than you. You're the guy going down the emergency median because you don't want to wait in the traffic that everyone else is waiting in.
Mm. I just don't think anyone thinks about it that closely, though. Like, when you know, we used to set off fireworks and stuff. I wasn't thinking there might be babies or dogs.
Yeah, same. I agree.
I agree to an extent.
The median people, they know what they're doing.
A day or two before, you know. But at this point, there's enough social media that you know if you're the guy shooting fireworks off 3 days after the holiday or before, that you can go on Reddit and say, am I the a-hole? Because you are.
I'm just going to tell you, for my dog's sake, I will be visiting the pet version of the Georgia Hemp Company and seeing what I can get.
Well, they have the CBD.
We'll have to hit Joe up and see what we can do with that, man.
I need to find some, too.
It's a bad factor.
Yeah, it's a bad factor. You know, someone that probably shoots off fireworks a week ahead and a week after is Nick Shook from the NFL.com. He's got to create some content.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, hey, he's a ball knower. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Well, he was creating content for us today. He wrote an article ranking quarterbacks by division. And for the NFC South, we've been talking about this all throughout the show. He put Michael Penix last behind Tyler Shuck, Bryce Young, and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and the caveat is that any quarterback who hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL is going to be ranked 29 because that's usually what he ranks rookies on their way in when it talks about the rankings of 1 through 32. The caveat being is that he, for the veteran quarterbacks, used last season's postseason rankings to be able to do this, and there were 59 quarterbacks ranked in that. So Michael Penix being ranked 30th on that list, it's not even as bad as it looks. It's just bad when you put it next to Tyler Shuck and J.J. McCarthy and guys like that being ranked at 29. So you still have, you know, Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco and all those other, Desmond Ridder, all those other quarterbacks are ranked after Michael Penix, which they should be. But it's frustrating to read the list and see the math that goes into it. You're like, dude, this is the dumbest thing I've ever written. Like,
why even rank him?
Yeah, what are we doing at that point?
Why not just put like an N.A.?
Because he ranks them
them last.
He ranks them 29th because he's only ranking 1 through 32.
Okay.
But now he's including the postseason rankings where he included all 59 quarterbacks that started the game last year, and it's throwing the math completely off. And then he utilizes that same math. The average for these four quarterbacks in this division, this is what I came up with, so this is what they're ranked.
It's
ridiculous.
As bad as making up your own formula to rank quarterbacks is, right? You could just take stats and compare them and then say, I watched all their games, and this is what I took away from it. That's fine.
Yeah.
As bad as is. The word I want to use, I don't know if I can say, but is just self-righteous, I guess I'll go with, as making your own little formula to judge quarterbacks that no one really needs or cares about, is to do it in a way like this and then in the middle of the article say, I know a lot of people might be critical of Bryce Young, but a true ball knower knows how great he played. And that's when he lost me because he ranked Bryce Young 16th. He's not.
Yeah.
He made great strides. That last like 10 or 11 games he played, he threw 15 touchdowns, 6 picks with a 61% completion percentage, which is okay. And he made strides. But to call yourself a true ball knower and other true ball knowers will agree with you and then have Tyler Shuck at 29 and have J.J. McCarthy at a 29 ranking and say, well, no, Michael Penix is 30. When you've seen Michael Penix do things, I don't know, man. I think If this guy and I had a conversation in a room with a door that was locked, one of us ain't coming out alive.
Whoa.
Well, that got dark in a hurry.
Or let me say uninjured. I'm not threatening anybody, but wow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe
two men,
walk back my Ronald Acuna take a minute ago. It's
one room,
weird.
One man comes out alive. You know what I mean? I didn't mean it like that.
Right.
You know.
Mike, don't say Ronald Acuna. You should move down the lineup again.
Actually,
might go bad for you,
what
bro.
I said about the two hole.
I got the greatest. I don't know if you've actually seen the movie, but I just got a text for the greatest movie analogy ever on this Ronald Acuna Jr. moving him in the lineup situation.
Okay.
It is phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal. I don't even know if I can put the person's name like this in it to me, but it is phenomenal. I probably can.
Well, coming up, maybe you'll clue us in on that.
I will. Trust me.
Well, Angels are also coming to town this week to face the Braves. Didier is likely on the mound. We'll talk about that. And we've got a Life of Squid.
There's a gambling probe. Another one in the NBA. This one I saw some video footage of. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be bad.
The man's cooked.
Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 99 The Game. And
the Odyssey app.